3 Nigeria Info, broadcasting live from Etim Inyang Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sheriff Quadri. 6 minutes inside the hour already. Beautiful morning to you. It's midweek Wednesday. I'm Sheriff. Once again, you can watch us live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. Let me face this camera here. You can watch us live on Facebook and YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can be a part of this program. This morning, we're talking electricity. That's our conversation this morning. Now, but before we go into it, if you have any questions, concerning your power, your electricity, whatever it is that you've got, you can start sending them in right now, because my guest is somebody who tries to help people resolve their electricity issues. So please start sending them in on our live stream right now on Facebook and on YouTube. If you have the WhatsApp number, you can send them in as well. We'll get to them in a moment, okay? But let's have you know that the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, NERC, last Friday confirmed adjustment to electricity tariff regime across 10 DISCOs, with increases ranging from 5 to 12%. Consumers like you, like me, like everybody, they weren't happy with this announcement. But then there is more drama behind the announcement, because my guests will delve into it. So the adjustment to the multi-year tariff order, MITO, took effect from February 1. It started already since February 1. Now, according to the regulation issued by the commission, if you check out the official website, you know, it started since February. Now, justifying the rise in tariff, NERC stated that it was to ensure that tariffs payable by consumers are commensurate with and aligned with the quality and availability of power supply committed to customers, customer clusters by these DISCOs. NERC also added that the adjustment would ensure that prices charged by the DISCOs are, quote now, fair to consumers. Let me bring in my guest right now. Adetayo Adegbenle is my guest. He is the executive director of Power Up NG. Power Up NG is an electricity consumer rights and policy advocacy organization. They focus on using different platforms to advocate for solutions in the power sector. Adetayo, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Sheriff. Good morning, Lagos.
How are you doing today, brother?
Well, I'm okay.
Now, let's begin by my last phrase. The new price regime, according to NERC, is to ensure that they are fair to the customers. Do you think these prices, you've seen them. Do you think
I don't need to think, because millions of Nigerians that are listening to this program at this moment, I'm sure they already have their minds made up on positions that they're holding, which I also believe strongly reflects my own position as well. There is nothing fair in making me pay for what I can't account for. There is nothing fair in that pricing. There's nothing fair at all.
Let's talk about the increase then. This was done back in February. No communication whatsoever to the consuming public. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the interesting trend about it is that we've always been thinking about this every time there's a tariff review. One, Nigerians should note one thing. It is by law. Tariff reviews are done twice in a year. We have the major tariff review in between July, August, September.
Yeah.
Then the minor tariff between December, January, February. A lot of Nigerians had observed that the tariff had changed. They knew it already, but they couldn't lay their hand on any official documents or any official declaration to that effect. But if you had noticed, this particular one, the tariff change started from December.
Oh, from December?
there was a different tariff in December, there was a different tariff in February, in January, and there was a different tariff in February. So December, January, February, we had three different tariffs. The February one was because they said those that are following the industry too,
yeah,
and those that are following the news will also know there was a day, there was a period when the Minister of Finance came up and said, hey, they've been able to effectively remove the subsidy on electricity tariff.
Hmm.
But it was just a statement as at then. Nobody was able to hold them against any documents or any official declaration as the law describes it to be.
Hmm.
Because every time there's a tariff review, it should be published before the tariff comes into effect at all,
yeah,
and for the consumption of the public. There should supposed to be a public engagement for tariff reviews before any tariff review is done.
Hmm.
So why this one seemed to have gone under the radar of major Nigerians or many Nigerians was because the stakeholders engagement that they were supposed to hold never held.
Hmm.
The publication of this new tariff as at before it comes into effect was never done. So that's why it looked as if there was a recent tariff just last week. What happened last week was that as against what the law prescribes, that this review tariff should be published before they came into effect at all.
Okay.
The regulators kept quiet about it until the tariff review had come into effect. And, you know, a lot of people had already come to terms with paying it.
Okay.
So they sneakily, that's the word, they sneakily decided to now upload those
documents.
Just last week, we noticed and raised the flag. That's why it became, you know, a public conversation discussion since then. So the review tariff that we're talking about is not a new one. It has been done since December, January, February.
Wow.
You already started paying for it as a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
The Regulatory Commission just decided to publish the document just last week. So it's not like a new review as of last week. It was a review that had been done before. You've already paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the deception, where the deception came in, was that it was not published before, came into effect. They decided to come and publish it some weeks after or some months after everybody had come to terms with paying the tariff.
Mm-hmm. But Aditya, let me put this very bluntly, right? Yes, you have rightly said that the law provides for, you know, tariff reviews twice in a year, right? What happens if, could there be a reason the reviews shouldn't take place legally? I mean, by law, do you think the same law stipulates, you know, in case there should be a reason or some reasons are allowed for for these reviews, you know, not to have taken place? Is it allowed by this same law?
But the review is not to take place?
Yes.
Well, you see, there is something that I also want us to note. We are all Nigerians, and we're living in a system that is rigged against working right. And that's quite right out. For as long as this review serves the purpose of what they are pushing for,
Taya, we can't hear you clearly. It seems there's nothing funny about the audio quality.
All right. What about now?
Yeah, I think it's a bit better. Let's try this. Let's try.
Okay. I said for as long as the law serves the interest of a particular group of people,
okay,
they will continue to apply it. Now, again, the other end of this conversation is this. What are the conditions in that MITO regulation that dictate that reviews should be done twice in a year? For, and again, this is part of the submission that we made to the Federal Government Labor Committee meeting the committee that they did to review tariffs in 2020. This was part of the submission to them. You see, for every MITO cycle, there are conditions that laid down for to be met before the review can go on.
Okay.
And I think we've gone over this before.
Yes, we have.
One of them is the forex rate of dollar mm-hmm. to naira exchange rate. One of them is inflation. One of them, this is one of the interesting part of this conversation, because initially there was a target that was given to generating companies, right? Say this tariff review goes into effect only if we're able to meet up to 10,000 megawatts mm. generation.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are not able to meet up to 10,000 megawatts generation.
No.
So what they did was at another MITO, they now changed that particular provision
yeah.
to say if we're able to consume up to this amount of energy generated per day. When they realized that that wasn't working for them again, they changed it again to say, okay, we have been able to meet generating capacity, right? Though we are not generating it.
Hmm.
And the discos are not even taking up what the plants were generating.
Right.
So they changed it again to, okay, what was that funny one that they did last year? That, okay, at the point they removed that provision entirely.
So they kept changing the provision of that law just so they can continue with reviewing the prices, the tariff.
Just so that the review of prices can be done.
Can happen.
Can happen. Now, one other thing I want to take note. Since 2008, those that are familiar with dollar exchange rates, of course, I think everybody is familiar with that because it also affects the price of almost everything in the market. Then we also know that since 2008, the inflation rate has continually, it has never been stable, especially since 2015.
Hmm.
It went almost double since 2015. It went from about 8.3 or something in 2014 to about 18 point something or 16 point something. It's one very high figure in 2015, 2016.
Right.
So, for as long as all those input values, variables, keeps increasing, basically what it means is that the amount you'll be paid for electricity, once the review is done, will increase. If at any point in time, any of those values reduces,
yeah.
it also reflects on the tariff that we're going to pay.
Hmm.
So, again, you know, we've had this position before when Nigerians were saying, I mean, even Power Up at some point that kept saying, let us, that don't accept this tariff review, yeah. accept this tariff review. Yeah. But you see, the good thing about this for now is that I think we have gotten to the work now.
Hmm.
The tariff, the subsidy that they claim that you are paying on it has officially been removed. Beautiful. So there is a limit,
hmm.
you know, to how much you can play the game. Unfortunately, now we now go to have a situation where we're free fall. So if dollar increases, if dollar value strengthens, if dollar strengthens against dollar,
yeah.
if inflation drops, we expect that the tariff that we pay will drop.
Will drop.
But if it skyrocket, unfortunately, nobody knew we're going to be paying almost 600 naira per dollar.
Hmm.
You know.
Hmm.
So if we're to push the dollar back to maybe like 300 naira per dollar, then maybe we can also have a resultant effect or results on our electricity tariff. But those are the conditions that they put around tariff review.
Hmm.
And for as long as all these variables keep changing,
yeah,
I mean, they're not under anybody's control. So they're not even under any power sector regulatory commission or whatever. Nobody in the power sector can control any of these factors. There are factors that are outside their control.
Hmm.
For as long as it's outside their control, we should also expect that reviews will continue and it will always be upward, because the review could also be downward.
Tayo, you just answered the question I was about to ask, but let me still ask it regardless, right?
Okay.
I wanted to ask if the consumers have a say at all. So the discourse, they've decided to increase this thing. No consultation done whatsoever. The law just, asked them to come and announce it, publish it.
Mm.
So the consumers, they've got no say in it. Now, the factors that you said, the law stipulates that could be the why for the review, these factors are also affecting the consumers themselves.
Absolutely.
So, 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 in that sense, so the factors are affecting both sides, the provider and the consumer. And then when the price review comes up, it's only the decision is taken by the provider alone without the input of the consumer. I'm wondering how that is justifiable in any claim.
All right. At this point, I'm going to speak to another issue, another thing that we've also been seeing how we can try and put. Initially, when some colleagues started with the idea, I thought, well, I really understood it until later. Number one, I'm going to say this first, and I think I've said this on several platforms as well already. Number one, our past architecture from beginning to the end is wrong. The truth is we have experimented with this. It's not working, and we should change it. That is the idea. That is the spirit behind
change it to what? I mean, where?
Well, there are options. There are options. See, that is the concept behind reform. A reform is if you take a particular road to the office every morning and you are late.
Mm-hmm.
There is always traffic that runs roundabout. You know you have to spend 30 minutes to get to, we can get your boss or something. And you keep doing it for a whole year. Nothing will change.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the day you decide to change that route, right? You're either going to gain 5 minutes or lose for that 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot keep doing the same thing, same way, and keep complaining and expect the results to be different.
Hmm.
So our model is not working. That is just the basic fact. Because if you look at it, since day one, 2013, every year, tariff increase.
Yeah.
The only time where there was no tariff increase was pre-2015 election, which I personally believe that was political.
Hmm. Hmm.
I mean, government played that card so that Nigerians say, oh, they're listening, but they were not. That was the only time when, and that's that ripple effect on the old model again, right? But since that 2013, they've been coming on board. There has always been tariff increase. As I'm speaking to you right now, not many of the discos are financially viable.
Oh, wow.
So where is the money going to? Initially, everybody felt the discos were the ones spending the money. The management is wrong. This and that. Yes. Now, last year, the federal government was able to escrow all their accounts. So everybody goes to the same pool to take their money at the end of the month from CBN. But guess, since then, we've had two discos that have gone down. One is under AMCON. The other one has the lending back has taken over about something percent of the management.
Tyler,
so there's been a management buyover.
Tyler, let's pause at this juncture. Let's go to break, because I feel that we're just scratching the surface of this conversation this morning. When we return, we'll continue on the next best option for the power sector. Lagos, we'll be back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On 99.3, Nigeria Info.
We're back on the crossfire here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am still here in the studio with my guest, a stakeholder when it comes to electricity in Nigeria. Aditya Adegbimli, Executive Director, Power Up Initiatives. That's Power Up NG. He joins me via the telephone. Aditya, thank you again for joining us. We're going to circle back to your train of thought before the break about what are the options that we have. If this is not working, as you've said, then what will work? What can work?
Well, you see, where I was going with the idea is this: the old structure itself is wrong. When the model was being experimental weights initially, or let me pause. First of all, there was a World Bank report, right? I think I was in 2003.
Okay.
That came to look at Nigeria and look at what can work for us. And three models then were, you know, were advised. Unfortunately, we could not copy the Indian model directly because of the way the old NEPA structure was. And we couldn't copy, you know, ideas from England. So it has to be an homegrown thing. One of the things that World Bank advised us then was to look at what we are doing at the moment.
Okay.
But then that was pre-privatization. That was where we were working in the dark. You understand? Nobody knew what to expect from the market. Nobody knew what how the market would respond. Now, unfortunately, even at that then, nobody was carrying along the customers, the paying customers. So that's why today, when you read from it, we see the Nigerian electricity supply industry, NESI. In other places, what we have is the Nigerian electricity supply and demand industry. What it means is that it is the demand that will determine the pull. Economists will understand much better than I ever will. Right. The demand, where does it go to? It is only in Nigeria that commercial customers, industries, manufacturers are paying more in tariff than residentials.
How do you mean?
Now, well, if you look at our MITO, you will see that our residential tariff is about, band A is about maybe 58, 59, 60 naira now range. But for commercials, they are paying much, much higher.
Okay.
It is only in Nigeria that we do that.
What should it have been? What's the normal thing? What should it have been?
Well, let me use the general parlance. Insane climbs.
Okay.
What we should have is industries paying cheaper than residentials.
Oh.
Yeah, so that you can encourage them to produce. You can encourage them. I mean, if they are producing, it's like a reverse subsidy kind of thing. If they are producing, instead of subsidizing consumers, right? Why don't you subsidize production? Now, if manufacturers are working, I will have a job.
Yeah.
Then I can go there and say I'm going to work for a week to pay my electricity tariff. I can go there and say I'm working for the next 2 weeks so that I can pay my children's school fees. But there's a job waiting.
Right.
It strains the economy. But in our visual consumer-oriented economy that we run, we prefer to consume. So the subsidized consumers. Reverse should be the case. That is one. That's one of the places where I said our model is wrong.
Okay.
Now, again, let us look at our regulatory model.
All right.
Unfortunately, they might not like to hear what I want to say, but that's the truth. Everybody believes that we have a regulatory capture in the industry. They only do what the discos want them to do. Even the gencos are suffering the same thing. Then when consumers are complaining, they go quiet. Do you understand?
I'm with you.
Now, you forced the service reflective tariff on Nigerians since September 2020. No problem. Now, part of the things that you promised was that there was going to be a better quality service.
Yeah.
Where in Nigeria today can we claim that we have better quality of service? Not even in their homes. In the past 2 weeks, do you know that places in Abuja has been under power outage for the past 2 weeks? They just brought back their lights yesterday. So where is improvement in quality of service? And now, if there is no improvement in quality of service as much as you promised it,
right?
Then on what ground are we increasing the tariff?
That's a valid question. I mean, on what basis?
Do you understand? So, again, I also believe that we should look at the kind of people we put in the regulatory commission, in the regulatory world. What has been their inputs? What's their beliefs? What's their ideas? Are they pro power sector reform or they are just going to earn salary and whatever and cash go out. Home? You understand?
Yeah.
Again, I keep asking if Nigeria Info needs a new... No, don't let me use Nigeria Info. if my company needs a new executive director today,
yeah,
I'm not going to say because she's my wife. Let me use my wife as the executive director. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say, Sharif, come and be executive director. When you have not told me what, or when you have not told the management what you are going to bring on board, how do you plan to move us from where we are? What do you, you know?
So you seem to be insinuating that we have, square pegs and round holes.
At
the regulatory level.
At the point, some people are saying that it's because we have lawyers as the head of regulatory commission. That's why we've been having problems, that we need engineers. Now, they brought in an engineer. The particular engineer spent 2 years, only for him to go public 2 years later, to be saying that he has a dream. Tell me now, I'm sorry, I don't have anything against Prof, but what can you refer to as Prof achievement when he was neck chairman?
Who is Professor Prof? Professor Momo, okay.
Yes. What can we point to today as his achievement as NERC chairman? Now, that is one of the things. Again, we need to look at how we recruit people to come and head such institutions.
Tayo, we most likely would come back to the issue of power. I mean, it's never ending. You know that this is not the first time we are talking about this. But I have questions and questions upon questions for you. Let's begin to tackle those questions one after the other. I'm going to start with this one from DJ Power Jam on YouTube, and he says, I paid 30,000 naira every month for 2-bedroom, no constant light where I stay in Ayobo, past of Lagos. I've applied, but no meter up to date. He said he's applied, and he pays 30,000 naira per month in bill for 2-bedroom apartment.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a solution directly to this kind of problem.
Yeah.
But since he said he has applied, let him provide us with the details of his application. Ayobo is under Ikeja Electric.
Okay.
What number they will give him is ARN. Application reference number.
Right.
Let him provide us that number. We can use it to push for him at the head office and see what will happen. We will push.
Okay, all right.
If they're either on ground, I'm sure they're monitoring, they're listening to the program themselves like this. So they're hearing. We'll push for it. If he has a meter, at least half of his problem is solved.
Kolawale says, I should thank you. And he says, please, who owns the prepaid meter I bought? Am I the owner?
No, sorry. Again, our model, we need to go back and look at it. Part of the things that we need to look at, or one part of the things we need to talk about in the model is, the discourse that came on board, part of their KPI was to provide meters to Nigerians.
Mm-hmm.
But for one reason or the other, since they came on board, and of course, for liquidity purposes reasons, they have not been able to provide these meters. Fine, quite all right. We came up with, Power Up spent years before Mr. Fashola agreed to even look at the idea, and NEC look at it and they came up. But obviously, again, there is a limit to what we can do from outside.
Yeah.
They decided to turn it around. Part of the question we were asking was this. Why would the consumer pay for a meter and it is still being owned by the discos?
I mean, the consumer has paid for it.
One of the reasons why we don't have data is because we've warehoused everything in somebody's hand and that person does not want to do what he's doing. So even as we speak, when a disco comes up and tells you that they have 10,000 meters installed last week, it's a bloody lie. They've installed less than 1,000. But they will inflate the figures. That's the reason why the NMMP cannot go on. Because the 1 million meters that they said they should install last year, believe me, discos went around. I won't mention their name, but I know them. They know themselves. Even the government knows them. Over 70% of data that these people submitted as they have installed the NMMP meter phase zero were false, were falsified. So we said, MAP, let the independent meter service provider, so that Adetayo and Co. is providing meter for Ikeja Electric.
Okay.
I don't have any business with Ikeja. What I have business with are my consumers. So you bring your money, we'll give you meter immediately. Then Ikeja will cool up. Me and Ikeja, of course, because I'm registered, I'm certified, I'm licensed.
Yeah.
Ikeja will say, okay, social customer, my greatest account to place. Undo your billing. I don't have any problem with your billing, but let me undo the hardware. Now, when they said on that map that the consumers are paid for meter, they will give them back their money, energy or whatever, or they'll have to find a way to prepay them back. These are many years later. Since day one, we've been asking them, okay, a consumer pays this meter. How does he get his money back? See, we speak. There is no answer to that. And there is no date set for that. There's no, you know, they have not said anything about how that's going to be done. And that will continue. We cannot continue like that. Again, I blame that on the regulators. So, yes, unfortunately, you pay for a meter on that map. It belongs to the DISCO. It still doesn't belong to you. But trust me, if I were in your position, I will pay for the meter.
Yeah.
And at least get myself off stress of estimated billing. Buy 5,000 units into it. If they didn't bring light, my unit will be there. If they bring light, we'll use it. It's going to be double loss. So if you have your choice, please go through map and pay for the meter and get yourself off the nonsense.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, I'm going to go to the telephone before we head to WhatsApp. We have tons of messages waiting on WhatsApp. Well, let's take some calls. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That's for female callers only. And please be brief with your submission. We would appreciate that a lot. And turn off your radio, please. Please. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Good morning. This is Joseph from Badagry.
Welcome, Joseph.
I greet your guests. I just want to ask one question. Is the consumer supposed to pay for transformer, the NEPA transformer, for the purchase of NEPA transformer?
No.
But in this area, they are forcing people to tax people for the payment of NEPA transformer.
Unfortunately, same problem all over Nigeria. It's not just in Badagry.
That's a nationwide thing. It's a culture thing, right?
National thing, yes.
Abnormalities. They thrive a lot in this part of the world.
I'm sorry to break your heart, Joseph.
Ngozi is joining us, though. Ngozi, hi.
Hello, Mr. Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Please, I just want to ask you a question. For some months now, I've not been receiving bills, monthly bills. I wrote to the district where I reside, and they told me they are going to get back to me. Months passed. That was since last year.
Okay.
But what I usually do at the end of the month, I would just pay a certain amount and just let it, because I don't get any bill. Then last month, I traveled. Before I came back, they went and disconnected my light. When I came back, my husband went there, and when he inquired, they told him that we are owing. They brought out bill 30-something thousand. He was now asking them, how did you come across this bill? What is my monthly billing? They couldn't give us up to this moment. He wrote another letter there, dropped for them, tried to settle that bill, which I was personally very angry. Because I cannot be settling a bill that the person billing me is not even sure of how he accumulated the bills. They can't give me what my monthly billings are. They can't give me how the sum of that 30-something thousand came about.
Yeah.
But all they could say is that I'm owing them. And I don't even get light.
So, where is your area?
It's at Isheri. That's Isheri.
That's under Ikeja Electric.
Yes.
All right. Please, do me a favor. I don't know if you have the email address, but please take it down. customercare@ikejaelectric.com.
Okay.
Please.
That's customercare@ikejaelectric.com. Okay.
You can also copy powerupnigeria@gmail.com so that we can help look at, I mean monitor the,
let me Aditya, let me double down on what you have said now about reaching out to them. We have a tweet from loyal husband on Twitter, who says the turnaround time for treatment of prepaid meter complaints is very poor and virtually lackadaisical. Why is this so? Even after channeling complaints properly. My meter has been on disconnect for over 3 weeks. Why won't I be tempted to bypass the prepaid meter?
Now, this is part of the inefficiency that we are complaining about in the sector. There is no reason, absolutely no reason, why the turnaround time for customer complaints should be that high.
Tayo, sorry to butt in, Tayo. You just said now that a customer should channel her complaints properly. Yes. And another customer is saying, okay, so I've done this for the past 3 weeks. It's not been treated.
See, we cannot both be wrong and come to the table to argue. We're able to escalate, say, out of 10 complaints that we escalated, we're able to get a result for like 6-7.
Okay.
I think that is a fair result.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Good. Mm. But if you don't have any record to escalate, if you don't have any record of your complaint, there is nothing you can work with. Mm. Even the fella that sent it to it, we'll look at his tweet later and see how we can also help to escalate all these kind of issues. That's what PowerUp does.
Mm.
We're able to, though we are hopeful that we'll be able to solve most of these problems from the regulatory point of our policy point so that it can scale faster than having to go every day and say, we have this complaint, we have that complaint. Is again, that also speaks to the issue that I raised earlier, the inefficiency in the regulatory commission. If the regulatory commission is able to say your turnaround or maximum hours of time to answer complaint, 2 days, and the force this any DISCO that goes against it is sanctioned, then DISCOs will sit up. But what is the regulatory commission doing about it? We talk, the colors irritants, they look at us as if we don't know what we're talking about. But they are the ones making the money. We are the ones that are crying and shouting on empty stomach. But they turn around and look at you as if you're an irritant. But you see, I keep saying something. I did not start PowerUp Nigeria because I want to make money. I'm not even making money from it. I started PowerUp because we wanted to help Nigerians, wanted to help our citizens, our people, to have better results or get the power sector to be better.
Yeah.
Joy Commission, you are there for a limited number of hours. I'm not even counting years. Once you're a commissioner this morning, trust me, by tomorrow morning is 1 day less than the appointment day.
That's right.
Again, this also speaks to one of the issues that we started raising since October last year. We had from the grapevine then that the present commission, the commissioners that were there then were trying to renew their tenure. I had issues with that. It was the one they did in the first tenure. What did they achieve with it? What is the impact on the power sector? Has the number of complaints reduced? You see, if we are talking about the general challenge that we all know that we have, and they are trying to solve, is a different thing. But there are a lot of low-hanging fruits that they could easily, pluck up the tree and make Nigerians. What is the reason why? Give me a reason why a customer should complain about a meter that is not working, and 3 weeks later, nobody has been able to attend to it. And I'll tell you why, because I also have the experience on the field.
Tell me.
Most of these guys only have one technical thing going around.
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine 10 complaints in Ikorodu, 2 in Somolu, 3 in Abule Egba. How long do you think it will take before they get to Abule Egba? But if this thing has been decentralized, they've been able to bring in independent metering service provider, and I'm selling meters, and one of the meters that are installed has issues, right? What do you think will happen? Would I deploy my technical team to go and look at the place immediately?
Right.
You understand? Because I know that if I don't resolve that issue within 2-3 days,
we
will come to Sheriff. Sheriff will take up my meter, return it back to me, and install his own, and solve their problem, and the house won't have problem.
Understand? So, let's do it this way, because our time is up, right? Because people have questions for you here. Perhaps we're just gonna do one edition. It won't still be enough anyway.
Looking at questions.
Questions, right? Let's give out your social media account and whichever way you think that people can reach out to you because what you do is to intercede on people's behalf and advocate and resolve issues that they've got. Please go ahead and give out details so people can reach out to you directly.
Okay. One of the fastest ways to keep our record is to send your email to their powerupnigeria@gmail.com. Powerupnigeria@gmail.com.
Power as in power, P-O-W-E-R, then U-P up.
U-P-N-I-G-E-R-I-A at gmail.com.
Okay. All right.
Or you can also reach us via Twitter, but all our social media handle, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them at PowerUpNG.
All right. All right. Aditayo Adegbenle, Executive Director, PowerUpNG, thank you so much for joining us today. As usual,
thank you for having me.
We have tried to provide answers to some really interesting questions. Thank you so much for coming on, right?
You're welcome to
Lagos. Hopefully, we'll bring back Adetayo sometime in the future, because the issue of power, we never get to end put an end to it on this program since we started, having Adetayo as our resource guru in terms of power conversations here on Nigeria. But I must go now. I'll be back on your radio tomorrow at 5 a.m. In the meantime, you can interact with me on social media at Sheriff Quadri on Twitter, at Sheriff Quadri on Instagram, and at Sheriff Quadri on Facebook. I look forward to hearing from you. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.
It's Adedami.
My name is Dandy Humorous.
Victor Osomo.
Hey, Ninja Alpha.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.